You're listening to WNYC On Demand, streaming audio available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. This music comes from Ireland, from a contemporary composer and ex-rock guitarist named Dave Flynn. We've heard from Dave before here in our studio. He likes to mix the sounds of Irish traditional music with his own rock background and his interest in American minimalist music. This piece is called Music for the Departed. There's very little minimalist about it. It's over 20 minutes long. Although it is scored for a very restricted group of players, it's two violins and one guitar. The excerpt, the short excerpt from this piece that we're hearing to start this edition of New Sounds, features the duo team of fiddler Martin Hayes and guitarist Dennis Cahill, who've made many records, performed for us here in the studio in the past, and who worked with Dave Flynn and with the classical violinist Ioana Petkukolin on this performance. And the contrast and the complementary sounds of the Irish fiddle and the classical violin is really quite striking here. This is just the introduction to this piece by Dave Flynn called Music for the Departed. I'm John Schaefer, and this edition of New Sounds will give us a whirlwind tour of music from the seven Celtic countries. And if you can't figure out all seven of them, well, stay with us. We'll hear some music from the Irish band The Gloaming, which includes both Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill, as well as the singer Irla O'Lenard. We'll hear Irla separately later on in the program. We'll hear music from the Scottish band called Mouth Music, and lots more to complete our journey through the seven Celtic nations. We'll begin in Ireland, though, with Music for the Departed by David Flynn.
Thank you. Sorrow, sorrow, bang in the morning. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, queen and nonin legal. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Hogamor ling e ochil crave. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, we all eat the grain. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Bob Ogna belt in the mite in the tower. So as got knock as she's got clown. Kalini mashach upon gelig legal. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. On fwein shog gleig al bail an aho. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, sorrow, bang in the moaning. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Sorrow, breathe and no. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Bob up the belt and the might and the tower. So has got knock as she's got clown. Kalini mashach upon gelig legal. Hogamor fain and sorrowing. Thank you.
Well, that song goes back at least 300 years, probably much further. The Irish song Saura Saura, which is a song for the ancient Gaelic festival of Beltane, the opening of summer. That's from the album by the Irish superband known as The Gloaming. That's both the name of the band and the record. Irla O'Linard, whom we'll hear from later, is the lead singer of the band. The fiddlers include Kevin O'Reilly, who plays a kind of Norwegian-inspired thing, and Martin Hayes, who plays a conventional Irish fiddle, Dennis Cahill, his longtime guitarist accompanist, and the pianist Thomas Bartlett, a.k.a. Doveman, who is active on the New York new music scene with people like Anthony and the Johnsons and Nico Muley and many, many others. Anyway, that song, Saura Saura, is the concluding song from the debut album by The Gloaming. Before The Gloaming, we heard from Dave Flynn, the Irish composer, and a little bit of his Music for the Departed. We heard part one of that long piece for two violins and guitar, which again features Martin Hayes on fiddle and Dennis Cahill on guitar, although we didn't get to hear much of Dennis. What we did get to hear was the classical violin played by Ioana Petku-Colin, so this piece combining the sounds of traditional Irish fiddling with more classical violin technique to really good effect on that piece by Dave Flynn called Music for the Departed. So, we're listening on this edition of New Sounds to music from the seven Celtic nations. What are the seven? Well, Ireland is pretty obvious. And we'll hear from The Gloaming's lead singer, Irla O'Linard, one of his own recordings in just a little bit. Scotland, also pretty obvious. We'll have a performance from the Scottish band Mouth Music, recorded live on New Sounds coming up. Wales is where we'll go next, and then you get into the less obvious countries. France is considered a Celtic nation because of Brittany, the northwestern corner of the country, where the Gaelic language of, or at least the Celtic language of Breton is still spoken. England is considered a Celtic nation because of Cornwall down in the south, although the language of Cornish is pretty much obsolete by now. Spain, also considered a Celtic nation because it too has a Celtic region, that is Galicia, where you'll find things like the bagpipe. And then there's the Isle of Man, island situated between England and Ireland, which is, you know, its own kind of region of the United Kingdom, and which is linguistically and musically a distinct place as well. So those are the seven Celtic nations. We'll hear from all of them. But right now, it's Wales, and a duo calling itself Ninebach. That's the numeral nine, B-A-C-H. This is basically a singer and a guitarist who take traditional Welsh folk songs and give them sort of contemporary settings with lots of electronics and moody processing of the sounds. The album's called Tinsian, and the piece we'll hear is called Farwell. The band is Ninebach, which is apparently a play on words in Welsh. That is not going to mean anything to us, unless you speak Welsh. And we'll follow that with some music from Brittany in France, from the composer and multi-instrumentalist Jan Tiersen. And from his beautiful record called Infinity, we'll hear a song called Armaen Bihan, which is spoken rather than sung in Breton, the language of Brittany, and which features all kinds of evocative sounds from Indonesian gamelan instruments to toy instruments to lots of electronic sounds. So that piece by Jan Tiersen from Brittany in France follows this music from Northern Wales and the group calling itself Ninebach.
Rwy'n casglu'r calfi'n docyn o chwarel cae braich car. Glaw i di, glaw i di, glaw i di, glaw i di. penon cadw noswyl ni ddeiant mwy i'm llawn. Thank you.
kreis ar roc'h, e oa un ti. E pen un ti e oa ar chiminal. Barz ar chiminal. E oa lutu. E kichen al ludu. E oa kenut. E kichen ar renut. E oa ur bank. Tira kar bank. E oa un dao. E pen an dao. E oa ur gador. Bar ar gador. E oa ur bantel. Var ar mantel e oa ur godel. E bar zeni e oa. Ur maen bihan.
That's music from Brittany, from the Breton composer Jan Tiersen. Beautiful record called Infinity. And that song, which is spoken rather than sung, is called Armain Behan, which they translate simply as stone. Later in the album, you hear that song in both Icelandic and English. But here, it's spoken in Breton. And again, Jan Tiersen from that Celtic region of France, up in the northwest of the country, known as Brittany. Before that, we heard from the Welsh group called Ninebach, the numeral 9, B-A-C-H, all one word, and their album Tinsian, which has been released by Peter Gabriel's Real World record label. We heard their arrangement of a song called Farwell, sung in Welsh, and again featuring, as the Jan Tiersen record did, lots of contemporary production and processing techniques. We're listening to music from all 7 of the Celtic nations. We've still got to travel to Scotland, to Cornwall, to Galicia in Spain, and to the Isle of Man, and we'll do all of that in a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 3610. We've heard some Irish music from the Gloaming earlier. Before we leave Ireland entirely, let's hear from their lead singer, Irla O'Linard, who has recorded a lovely record on his own called Foxlight, and from it we'll hear a song called Imacht. We'll follow that with the group Mouth Music from Scotland and a song called Smuladach, which was performed live here in our studio back in 1991 by the Scottish group Mouth Music. And then we'll wrap up this set with Alain Stivell, who, like Jan Tiersen, is from Brittany in France, but the song he's going to give us is from Cornwall in England, and it is sung in Cornish, another Celtic language. It's called An Thrí Maireacht, The Three Nights. So Alain Stivell and his Celtic harp and some lovely harmony vocals at the end of the set. Let's begin in Ireland with Irla O'Linard from his album Foxlight.
Kieran Bossen Glaungach Blien Stogen Krach O Chumnen Egne Tilt Koren Van Solan Istirian mer is buel an bwile is togan leis ogas shen. Kiol is sport is glishtucht gedin gwish is grima kion is fele sual kin shen gomar sichrele. Kashkim the Gushim or Horn of her Velchnik Sanin Shavur is Alpachat is rain of bubble a gasker glass. She in all the rimboshask is queer a bond and schlier. Travain carca frigis nescuig na dín e mehen gimacht na drein rho in glivon hegine hennu fegrien na hoge ta imachti achtri vi sna be Lob went in the moner Voluchish Green, Green a brawny gordo, Mel fire in the lane to gallop, Queen Carlana.
Schloen piki guschkene fir varu salus erwines jergen ruo koabe koelte koine no savoltener savorinoling Grienen vehusten skammeler los Is a skalena darug Der rymna gnukken was Gaurna glas fyr de hantarina Is greisa merge der horn las Traun no nid fenedu Ku proti rovni prabu sna homuri his stashun leho auron marin kogram kohora koyen ranan Shinni an chrach o chogon an baslish An canagre sauntach o chars is talas Ni heish gwych denge Ni el tig na rebu Sorelli Ta stor dæske Kvingle Thank you.
Thank you.
That is music from another of the seven Celtic countries, in this case England, which is considered a Celtic nation because of the region of Cornwall, where the language of Cornish is no longer spoken, but it is occasionally still sung. An Trí Mearc, The Three Knights, a Cornish folk song, sung here in Cornish by Alain Stivell, who is actually from Brittany, the Celtic region of France. From his album Une Journée à la Maison, A Day at Home. We also heard the Scottish group Mouth Music and a song called Smuladach, their arrangement of an old Scottish folk song, recorded live in our new sound studio back in December of 1991. At the beginning of the set, Irla Olinard, the solo album called Foxlight. We've also heard Irla with the Irish band The Gloaming. And the song Imacht comes from Erla's solo record, Foxlight. So, we've still not heard from all seven of the so-called Celtic nations. Still have to get to Spain and the region of Galicia, and out to the Isle of Man. And we will do both of those in just a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. Well, this music is from Christina Pato. She is a bagpiper from Galicia, the Celtic region of Spain, which is why there's a bagpipe there. This song, O Loito do Mar, comes from her album, The Galician Connection, and brings us to the sixth of the seven Celtic nations. If you'd like to keep track of where we're going and what we're hearing, check out our website for playlists, podcasts, audio archives, details on New Sounds live events as they occur, all of that at wnyc.org/newsounds. So let's hear this piece from Christina Pato, which brings us the Galician connection, as she calls it, and then we'll hear the Celtic harpist Patrick Ball, based here in America, doing The Song of the Water Kelpie, which is a traditional folk song from the Isle of Man, the seventh and final of the Celtic nations. The Song of the Water Kelpie. That is a folk song from the Isle of Man between England and Ireland. It is one of the seven Celtic nations. Patrick Ball here playing the Celtic harp. He's actually American, but the song is from the Isle of Man. Before that, we heard music from the Galician region of Spain. Galicia, as the name might imply, has Gaelic or Celtic roots. Cristina Pato plays the bagpipe. And we heard a song called O Loito do Mar from her album The Galician Connection. And so we've heard something from all seven of the Celtic nations in the past hour. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.